producers.
All right, if you are just tuning in to this episode, but you're only seeing part two, I definitely recommend going and finding part one and listening to the interview with Maurice Tobias. If you are interested in the world of voiceover in any way, shape, or form, you are going to want... Sorry, I'm actually watching the Cowboy game as I do this. I'm a Raider fan, but Cowboys scored 7-0. Okay. Anyway, I'll just say this. Thanks to Maurice. If you're interested in voiceover, go check out part one. But now we move on to part two. At the end of the interview with Pascal, I will have some news and notes, future doings. And also, of course, check the show notes page to this. I'll have links to our contest stuff. Obviously, we've concluded the contest. Everybody got that message and everything. But I'll have links to Pascal's site and some other interesting new services. I don't know how to say it. There's just a lot of new things happening in the world of especially radio imaging production that I think are going to be very useful, a lot of fun. And I'll have multiple links to that and also describe it after the interview with Pascal. Pascal Standart. I apologize if I am mispronouncing your name. I'm just a dumb American. That, man, anyway, hey, thanks for entering the contest. Thanks for joining me for a quick chat.
Sure, no problem. It's my pleasure, sir.
All right, so you've actually been around a while. You're really focused on radio imaging these days, but I know you've done other things in the past. What type of work have you been doing? And talk about the success you're seeing.
I have been in CHR dance format all my life. I was actually born in it, as my dad is a local radio station owner since the 80s. I've been messing around with tape and splicers since I was about 12 years old, and then became a computer geek, fooling around with editors, evolving into multi-track editors, and now I'm a Reaper boy. Me and my dad, we still own the local radio station, so I've been there all my life, basically. Until the local radio business started to slow down a few years ago due to regional and national stations choking us with their powerhouses against our baby phone transmitters. It's a bit like David and Goliath, but without the happy ending. Business was actually awesome. The stations were a success, ratings were good, advertisers were numerous and happy. But then the government decided to allow these big stations as well, and on top of that, financial and economic crisis kicking in, the local radio business isn't flourishing like it used to be. So, to answer your question, yes, seeing success, but due to circumstances beyond our control, business is now slow. The imaging has always been a success though, but that doesn't pay the station bills, does it?
What field or part of broadcasting had you been in? And I guess you sort of changed your focus a bit. You're focusing more on radio imaging. Or I guess, are you still trying to do it all?
I basically went through it all, up the ranks, as they say. I started out way back in the 80s as a young boy, messing around with tape and records. Then, when the testicles dropped, I got on air and did voice for commercials I produced. Then I started programming the station, and now I only do imaging and the late night shift, 10 to midnight, which is voice track, by the way.
Let's talk about the contest. Tell me about your entry. For those who have not heard your entry, you can pause this if you want and go listen. It's on the contest page, but tell me about your entry and what sparked your idea.
I wanted it to be different, and it struck me that Eric Chase said in the interview that he actually didn't like his voice and that he tried to avoid voicing stuff as much as possible. So I thought, hey, why don't I let him do a cheesy VO session in my studio? And why don't I react to it in a comical way, making it a funny thing?
How long did it actually take you from start to finish? I'm guessing it was a bit lengthy because you went through and found very specific Eric Chase cuts.
Oh, it wasn't so bad, actually. I first took the interview and cut up all the parts that sounded like they could be usable. Then I started puzzling these sound bites together, thus creating the script on the spot, basically. Then I took the two songs and chasified them. Face to Face from Pete Townsend became Chase to Chase, and Spacer from Sheila B. and the Devotions became He's a Chaser. Then I added the front and back studio dialogue with myself and some more chase snippets. Then I added the sound effects to create a studio atmosphere, and I was done. I think it took me about 5 hours in total. All done in Reaper, by the way, which you can buy for $40. Can you imagine that?
Tell me about your plans for the future.
My plans for the future? Okay, cue James Bond theme here. To conquer the world of radio imaging. When winning the contest, I chatted with my friend Lex also a geek imager with his own studio making commercials and jingles since the mid-80s, and also doing music for record companies and stuff. We said that maybe I should give it a shot trying to make my dream come true. Make a living making noise. He agreed that we only live once, which is also a James Bond movie title, I think. And if we don't try, we'll never know. So we made some demo stuff and designed a website, and here we go. Big boys and girls are complimenting us on our stuff, and we now have VO people spontaneous offering to be on our voice pack after hearing our stuff. For now, we have sweepers, promos, beat mixes and jingles in the demo section, but more yummy stuff is underway, such as logo creation, jingle pimping, beds and all kinds of juicy things. So the future looks bright, I think.
And how about, how do people contact you? Your website, contact info, anything you want to let people know?
Our website is imagingdogs.com. Imaging Dogs being one word, that is. All demos and contact info is on there, basically. Simple.
And actually, finally, final question. This is a big one. Tell me something that, let's say, Americans don't know about Belgium.
Haha, that the best radio imaging in the world is made here. No, joking. But here's some trivia about us. A Belgian invented the saxophone. Julius Caesar got his ass kicked by us in 55 BC. Yeah. And we drink beers that you Americans would pass out from by only smelling it. We are a country the size of the state of Maryland with 5 governments, 3 languages. Go figure.
Excellent. I actually think I did know the one about the saxophone, and I don't know why. Anyway, thank you for being a part of this. Obviously, we kind of put this together, and I think it worked out. People got to hear from somebody that they may have not otherwise been able to do. And congratulations on the contest again. Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Sure, man. No problem. Anytime. Keep up the good work with the podcast. Looking forward to new episodes all the time. And say hello to Chase when you see or hear him.
The producers.
There he goes. Obviously a constructed interview with Pascal, the winner of the Chase contest. Entertaining man, obviously. And go check out his stuff. They actually do some pretty darn good production over there. Also, the contest that we were talking about there is what he won. And if you are just finding this podcast, there's a link to the contest on the front page of the website. Unless you're finding it years down the road, then just hit the About tab on the top of the site. It's got promotions, probably. It'll probably still be there, contest. Let's see here. A few things that I've had sent to me that I think are pretty cool. There's a new Facebook group for imaging producers. I will put a link to that on the show notes page, but I think it only started a few days ago. There's already 40 or 50 people. Some of the talented folks around the world, not just America, but the world, locked into that group. Some good content being put up there. It seems like a nice, fun little community so far. If it ever gets out of hand and it starts having these like massive, like a movie forum or something, you know, these movie nerds will get onto these forums and start fighting about the lighting they used in this part of the movie, and they start the racial epithets being thrown. If it ever goes to that, I guarantee I will leave your group. I'm telling you that now, and I think other people will as well. So if we keep it nice and fun and happy like it seems to be right now, I think it's going to be a good resource. I would recommend checking that out. Link on the website, show notes page. I don't know what it is off the top of my head right now. It's probably facebook.com/a bunch of digits strewn together. So go to the link there. All right. My buddy Ian at Big Fish, I wanted to toss out a mention because he's got some free effects. The daily freeload, I think it's called. I will have a link on the website. I really should have gone and done my homework before I started talking about it, but it's awesome. It's free. It's a free effect a day, something like that. So I'll put a link to that as well. Ian at Big Fish does good work. I always like to help him out when I can. Let's see here. Another major thing. Oh, yes. I've been working, doing some work with the guys at Benstown. I'm not really here to plug Benstown per se, though there is pretty great stuff coming out of there. But they're starting a new kind of side project, tutorials and whatnot. Now, there's plenty of tutorials all over the internet to learn how to use different DAWs, you know, Pro Tools, Audition, whatnot. But these are going to be good because they're going to be specifically geared at radio imaging producers. So I am here to say, A, I'll have the link to this site on my site, and you can go to it and enjoy it. I think I did one already, and it may be worth it. Probably not, but I was really just testing it out. The other reason I was going to say this is because if you ever have things you want to see done, you can send them to me, and maybe I won't do the tip and trick because possibly I don't have the talent to do so, but I know lots of skilled people in the world. Maybe they'll do a quick demo video, and we can actually have that merged with the Imaging Producers Forum, whatever. It'll have a lot of different people asking for a lot of different things, and we'll get these demo videos built up pretty quickly. So it might be a really excellent resource. It'll be free to see. It's just a nice little WordPress page that those guys have created. And this leads me into the future. I've mentioned John Willard's name in the past. I am going to interview him at some point. We were delayed simply because the dude is way too busy. And that's fine. That's why this episode was delayed, is I had to shove some things off and figure out some other people. Anyway, also, I am going to do my first interview with Germans. And that will be the guys who are, I guess, technically kind of my bosses when it comes to Benstown. But it's more like it just feels like we work together. Very talented producers. They have a pretty successful, large, pretty-looking studio in Stuttgart. I think it's Stuttgart. Maybe I should have looked that up, too. The reason it's called Benstown is because it's the home of the Mercedes-Benz. It's where they originated. So it's kind of like the Detroit of Germany, but they produced the Mercedes, hence being known as Benstown. Anyway, there's you wanted to know that, I'm sure. So I'll have Germans on the show soon. So that'll be fun. They do speak English, though. So maybe I'll learn a little German for that. Otherwise, I've got multiple producers on my list. In fact, my list of future guests is enormous, and I will move a little more quickly through these interviews in the coming months than I had been in the last 2 months, I would say. But I wanted to give a lot of time for that Eric Chase interview to ruminate and let people have plenty of time to listen to that and enjoy it. That'll do it for now. Thanks for checking it out. If you have anything to send me, I always love to take your comments, questions, concerns, guest requests, all that crap. You know what I'm saying. RyanOnTheRadio.com. Bye.
The Producers with Ryan Dreen.
Have a question, comment, or concern? Go f*** yourself. Just kidding. Kind of.
Email Ryan at RyanOnTheRadio.com.
RyanOnTheRadio.com. Ryan on the radio. Gotta make a jingle.
Ryan on the radio.
Ryan on the radio.com.
The Producers.
The Producers.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.